Let me just clarify what the Israelis requested. The Israelis requested, or that's what is being reported in the press, to have presence, military presence along the borders on the Palestinian side of Gaza, not the Egyptian side. But the area where Israel is forbidden, according to the peace treaty with Egypt, forbidden from deploying any military assets. So this is what they have been requesting, that Egypt grants them some form of waiver of the provisions of the peace treaty that forbids Israel from putting forces in that area, similar to the provisions on Egyptian troop with deployment in Sinai on our side of the border. And the Egyptian position is no, this is not a good idea. We don't accept violating the treaty. What has happened before when Egypt was combating terrorism in that area of Sinai, on the eastern borders of Sinai, Israel granted Egypt a similar waiver. But there is a big difference between the two examples. They are not equal examples. In the case that happened before, it was in Israel's interest that Egypt combat terrorism in that was taking place in Sinai because it was a threat to Israel. But Israel's request this time is about a matter that is contrary to what Egypt believes is correct. It's contrary to Egypt's national interest, and there is no way Egypt would be accepting granting Israel a waiver on the provisions of the peace agreement to do something that is against Egypt's national interest and what Egypt believes to be the right course of action for the region.
But could Israel take over that corridor by force, assuming that Egypt cannot afford a war with Israel?
Of course, that's a question to be asked to our military, but legally speaking, that would be a violation of the peace treaty. I'm afraid this kind of thinking, having to ask those questions and trying to find answers to them, means that we are in a very, very brave point in the history of the Middle East, because the Egyptian-Israeli peace agreement is the linchpin, is the cornerstone of the regional order for the last 40, more than 40 years. Almost, we're almost half a century into this regional order. And if Israel's policies lead us to seeing all the tenets of this regional order falling apart, particularly the most important one of those tenets, the peace with Egypt, then we are in a very serious moment.